Walk the way of love, footsteps of a living enlightened master. We will search high and low for a little love, for a little love, to share with all beings in all corners of the world.
Supreme Master Qinghai, as she has affectionately become known to those who have had the pleasure to meet or work with her, lives a message that walks the way of love. A renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual visionary, her love and assistance has extended beyond all cultural and racial boundaries to millions of people around the world, including the needy and homeless, institutions of medical research on AIDS and cancer, war veterans of the United States of America, the disadvantaged elderly, the physically and mentally handicapped, refugees, and victims of natural disasters such as earthquakes, floods, typhoons, and fires. Not only are human beings the blessed beneficiaries of her kindness, animals from different species are also the recipients of her boundless benevolence. Through these works, we witness countless reminders of compassion, which is the trademark of this caring lady and the international foundation that has grown out of her loving example. Whatever we can share, we begin with sharing. Then, we'll feel a subtle change within ourselves. More love will be pouring into our consciousness, and then we will be aware of something. That is the beginning. We are here to learn to grow, as well as to learn to use our power, our limitless power of love and creativity, in order to make the world a better place, wherever we happen to be.
Her early years.
Supreme Master Qinghai was born in central Olok. During her early years, she was often found helping hospital patients and the needy, as well as injured animals, in whichever way she could. As a young adult, she moved to Europe to study and continued there as a translator for the Red Cross. She soon discovered that pain and suffering exist in all cultures and in all corners of the globe, and her search for the remedy to this became the foremost goal in her life. She was happily married at the time to a German physician, and although it was an extremely difficult decision for both of them, her husband agreed to a separation. She then embarked on what became a 2-year journey in search for spiritual understanding.
Himalayan pilgrimage.
Finally, in the deepest reaches of the Himalayas in India, she found an enlightened master who imparted to her the Kuan Yin method, a meditation technique which contemplates on the inner light and sound. After a period of practice, she became fully enlightened. Soon after her return from the Himalayas, at the earnest request of those around her, Master Qinghai shared the Kuan Yin method with others, encouraging them to look within to find their own greatness. People from all walks of life found that through the Kuan Yin method of meditation, they attained greater fulfillment, happiness, and peace in their daily lives. Before long, invitations arrived from the United States, Europe, Asia, Australia, Africa, and South America, as well as important organizations for Master Qinghai to give lectures.
Beautify the world we live in.
As well as being a noble example of humanitarian aid, Master Qinghai also encourages people to beautify the world we live in. Through meditating with the Kuan Yin method, Master Qinghai has realized many spontaneous talents that she expresses through artistic paintings and creations, including an exquisite array of lighting lamps, music and poetry, and aesthetic jewelry and clothing designs, expressing the inner and outer beauty of the cultures and peoples she has met. In 1995, upon the demand of the public, her clothing creations were toured on the international fashion circuit, including London, Paris, Milan, and New York. The income generated from her artistic creations has enabled Supreme Master Qinghai to create an independent source of funding for humanitarian activities, in support of her noble mission of assisting God's children in their times of need.
Recognition and Master's Dream.
Although she does not seek acknowledgement of any kind, in recognition of her selfless assistance, Supreme Master Qinghai has been given awards worldwide by government officials and private organizations on numerous occasions. They include the World Peace Award, the World Spiritual Leadership Award, Award for Promotion of Human Rights, World Citizen Humanitarian Award, Award for Outstanding Public Service to Humankind, 2006 Goosey Peace Prize, Los Angeles Music Week, Certificate of Commendation, and First Place Silver for the 27th Annual Telly Awards, 2006. In addition, October 25 and February 22 have been proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day in the United States. As former Mayor Frank Fassi of Honolulu states, she is the light of a great person, an angel of mercy for all of us. Supreme Master Qinghai is one of the truly dedicated people of this era, helping others find and create a beautiful vision of our future. Many great people in history have had a dream. And in her own words, so does Supreme Master Qinghai.
I dream that the whole world will become peaceful. I dream that all the killing will stop. I dream that all the children will walk in peace and harmony. I dream that all the nations will shake hands with each other, protect each other, and help each other. I dream that our beautiful planet will not be destroyed. It takes billion, billion, and trillions of years to produce this planet, and it's so beautiful, so wonderful. I dream that it will continue, but in peace, beauty, and love.